Catherine, we have to make a very fast podcast.
All right, I'm ready.
How ready are you?
I'm on the Twitter page. I'm looking at Hank Green's Twitter. I'm ready. Seems like I'm ready.
Okay.
Are
you in the mentally right headspace?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm talking a lot for the past hour, so maybe.
Yeah, are you primed?
Primed.
Got the brain pump primed?
It's pumped. Pumped up.
Okay. I just had my Metamucil.
Oh, no.
Red!
Happy Father's Day, Hank.
Hey, thanks. We're recording this on Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, everyone who's a father. I'm sorry if you aren't and you want to be. Or if you don't have a father anymore. It's a rough day for some people.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
And I'm his wife, Catherine, just here to bring things down.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world's life by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to
Delete This.
So as per usual, let's go back to see my top tweet of the week from 5 years ago. Starting out with, what was I doing this week 5 years ago? Well, apparently it was John's paternity leave or something, because Craig, Wheezy Waiter, posted a video. That doesn't seem right, does it? Is Alice five?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, then that is what it was, because Craig put a video on the Vlogbrothers channel, Wheezy Waiter, for John's paternity leave. And I tweeted this. I just got the nicest email ever from Wheezy Waiter. He's just a freaking fantastic guy. And that was my top tweet of the week.
Oh, very nice. The internet was a different place.
It was a different place back then. I had a different relationship with it. Just a tweet about how good a person was the was the most liked thing I did that week.
Oh, gosh.
So I went back and I looked to find this email that I got from Craig, because, of course, nothing is ever deleted anymore.
Sure.
And that's how I know that it was about paternity leave. And he just said, I just wanted to give you a big warm thank you, not just for doing a video on your channel, but for all the help you've given me over the past 4 years or so. Seeing big subscriber growth right now.
I'm paraphrasing
everything.
Okay.
No, I'm paraphrasing like crazy. And plus, wouldn't have ever met the love of my life at the beckoning of Lovely. And he says, from the bottom of my heart, DFTBA.
Hmm.
Yeah. He's a dad now, too. Happy Father's Day, Craig. Your baby's got the best cheeks.
Oh, those some good cheeks. They're like water balloons. They're squishy.
They come out past the lips.
They're great.
They're like, if you looked at, like, you can't see the lips because the cheeks are so big.
They're such good cheeks.
They're good cheeks. Oren's got better leg chunks, though. Catherine, someone tweeted, please tell me what you are unapologetically...
Do you want to give that one more again?
Please tell me what you are unapologetically pedantic about. Mine is a tie between clarifying that not all instrumental music is classical and noting that a factoid doesn't mean a small fact.
That's a good one, factoid. Really, like, let's not.
Let's not.
Can we just drop factoid? Like,
why is that even
necessary?
Let's
not even.
No.
That's the kind of thing that, like, a person who is trying to sound smart.
They use that word. I really don't like guesstimate for a similar reason. And I know lots of people use the word guesstimate, but I don't like guesstimate.
No, don't just say estimate.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Catherine, do you have anything that comes to mind?
Oh, something came to mind and then it went away because you said guesstimate. Whoop! It went right out. I mean, the only one is, and I don't know that I'm pedantic about it, but I will always say that I am nauseated. I am not nauseous.
Yeah, I also moved to saying nauseated, but also, like, both it's correct. Nauseous, by the way, means something that causes nausea.
Yes.
Officially, though, the definitions at this point have changed enough that if you say you're nauseous, we know what you mean. You're not causing other people to feel ill. You are feeling ill yourself. But I've started saying nauseated because it's easier to say. Nauseous is terrible.
Just too many little...
Yeah, nauseous.
No, I'm nauseated.
It'd be great if we could just have a bunch of words that have other ways of saying them, particularly physicist. which I have to say all the time in SciShow. If we could have some other word
as
for physicists,
talker.
That would be great. Especially multiple physicists.
Oh, God.
Also rural. Anytime I have to say rural, I'm just out. I talk professionally. I pride myself on my enunciation, and there is no way to enunciate the word rural.
Rural is a hard one.
You just can't make it sound good. But anyway,
from
that's not pedantry.
No, it's not really.
We recently cut a rural out of a Crash Course script because I was like, I don't fucking care. I don't care if it's rural, Scunthorpe or not. I want it to be whatever. I just wanted to be, he was a farmer in Scunthorpe. I don't care if it was rural Scunthorpe. And
right.
I don't remember. It was someplace in England. It wasn't Scunthorpe.
Sure.
But yeah, I try not to be like pedantic about anything. I feel like I've tried to come out of that and be like, if you're going to say decimate, that's what decimate means now. It doesn't mean kill 10% of the thing.
Yeah.
It means destroy it. If you're
going to
say, hold down the fort, okay, hold it down. I don't know what the fort is. Maybe your fort.
Maybe it's made of air.
Is a helium fort.
Maybe it's a helium fort.
Might
float away.
It's windy. It's a bouncy castle, and
yeah,
it's windy. You gotta
right.
put sandbags down to hold down the fort. And if you're gonna say literally, when you don't mean literally, fucking fine. I'm not gonna be happy about it, but I'm not gonna call anybody out on it either.
No, I'm not.
It's over. But I did have some science things.
Mm.
Because this isn't like pedantry. It's confusion about the accuracy of the world.
Mm.
Black holes don't suck. Evolution is not a ladder. And everything is chemicals.
Hooray.
People were confused about the fact that black holes don't suck.
I mean, I don't understand.
A black hole is basically the mass of a star. So it is a thing in space.
Massive.
That is so dense.
Yeah.
That there is a point at which light cannot escape it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is just a massive object like any other massive object.
Okay.
So things can orbit black holes.
Oh.
Things can fall into black holes.
Uh-huh.
Things do orbit black holes. And sometimes black holes increase in mass because the gravitational situation around them is unstable and things fall into the black hole. But going down into a gravity well is just as hard as coming out of a gravity well. In fact, it's harder. Like it takes more fuel, more energy to fire something into the sun from Earth than it would take to get something out of the gravity well of the sun completely from Earth. So going down a gravity well is just as hard as going up one.
Hmm. All right.
All right.
Write it down.
Keep making that science communication, Hank.
Oof.
June 11th. Me looking at pictures of me and my friends from 2005. : Oh my God, we were all so young and hot. Look at the pictures for birthday we've got coming up. Big 5-0 for one of our friends.
Oh yeah.
And so I was looking at a bunch of pictures from like when we first moved to Missoula.
I know, right? And we were just like tan and
yeah, fit.
Yeah, just fit.
Happy. Going to parties, drinking all the time.
Yeah.
Didn't know what we were doing with our lives.
Yep. None of us were married or had kids.
Nobody had kids. Yeah, and I was looking like particularly at some of my friends who I didn't at the time think were, like, I didn't consider them to be good looking, and I was like, whoa!
Yeah, right?
They are hot!
Yeah.
How did I not see that? Especially the guys, like, all the guys.
Yeah.
Super good looking bunch of dudes in our little world.
Mm-hmm.
And you too.
Well,
just every picture of you, I was just like, oh
boy.
My beautiful wife.
Yeah. Look what happened.
This is going to be a bad week for delete this.
Yeah, no, I know. It's coming.
It's
you fell off the wagon a little bit,
oh,
I think.
Oh, God.
It was a bad week.
It was a bad week for America. And so it was a bad week for Delete. I fell off the wagon over and over again, and the wagon ran over me. And then I tried to crawl back up on the wagon, but I was too injured from having previously fallen off the wagon to hold on.
The wagon was like, see ya.
And so I got knocked off again. I don't know. I don't even know where to start. Oops, I tweeted at Trump this week because it just continues through the whole week.
The whole week. Oh, no.
So I guess we'll start here.
You didn't really tweet at him. This is just
I did tweet at him as well.
Oh no, well there you go.
But this is just about him. Obviously I don't like Donald Trump, but at least he's providing young people with a very visible model of how abusive relationships work.
Oh god.
This is a reference to the fact that I have watched some people in my personal life create problems in their relationship, and then when they fix the problem, the person in the relationship sees them as having done something good, when really they just fixed the thing that they created.
Yes.
This is a way of sort of giving something up in a manipulative relationship to make somebody feel as if you have made a concession, is to create a problem and then fix it.
Right, sure.
And I'm just watching that happen right now in a number of different ways. And then Joe responded to me and said, a very visible model of how abusive relationships work, and said, as a warning or as a training manual, though?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, shit.
Yep.
Because that is not how I was thinking of it.
No.
I was definitely thinking of it as, now we will know a little bit better. And in general, I think that we do need to understand better how manipulative relationships work, both from the perspective of someone who might be on the being manipulated side and on the perspective of the person who's doing the manipulation side.
Yeah.
I think that people can be really confused about whether they are doing something that is a normal relationship behavior.
Uh-huh.
And they end up completely controlling someone and having this like real and not having any idea that they're in that relationship.
Yes, because no one has taught them, and all the models that they see.
Yeah.
And the people that we continue to elevate,
yeah,
behave that way.
Yeah. Yeah. As if a relationship is a game to win. As
yeah.
if, like, if I can get you to do the dishes, then I win.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get you to change the diaper, then I win.
I win.
Everything
is a competition.
Yeah. If I can have a side relationship and you not find out, and then if you do find out, then I can convince you to stay with me, then I win. Like all of this stuff, or I'm so powerful and it's such a good situation that you won't leave me even if I do something wrong, or I've isolated you so much that you can't get out of the relationship. Then I, I'm so afraid of losing you that I'll do anything to put you in a position where you can't leave. What I have been thinking about is like, how do we teach the people who are doing the manipulation that the thing that they're doing is abusive?
Right.
And I don't really know. I think that, like, in general, we sort of don't want to help out. We don't want to think about the abuser as someone who is helpable.
Right. Yeah. Somebody that,
like, you want to help
be able to be fixed.
The person who's being abused.
Yeah.
You don't want to care about the person who abused someone or who manipulated someone. But we have to think about both sides of that coin.
Yeah. I mean, people don't necessarily start out good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, some people end up good in bad situations. Some people end up bad in good situations. But,
yeah.
Like, everybody's got to have the chance to be good.
Usually this kind of thing comes from a place of insecurity. And and finding security. I've watched enough people to know that solving insecurity does not tend to be
a
one-time action.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like, I did it.
I'm fixed. No.
It's just a lifelong battle.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think it can be very successful. And then you're getting that, like, positive feedback. You're like, oh, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably how I should do it.
Yeah, that's how people do relationships then, right?
Right.
Let's go to a draft tweet.
Ooh,
from
it's
Hank
time
Green.
For Hank Green's draft tweets. His tweets that Hank didn't tweet. His draft tweets from Hank Green.
Ah, so that's what projectile vomit is.
Oh. Came out so fast.
It came out so fast.
All over Daddy.
And the couch, too.
Yeah, that was too bad.
Warren got a little sick this week. He was much better very quickly. We all felt a little sick, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But Oren got it in the vomit way, and man, that was a big puke.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay,
thank you.
We'll move on to the next draft tweet from Hank Green. Tweets that I didn't tweet.
Glad you didn't tweet that one.
Quite a number of them from this week. It's draft tweets from Hank. Keanu Reeves is really good looking, and I like him much more when he's doing funny and charming things than when he's shooting people with guns.
Wow. That's a thought Hank had.
It's a thought I had.
The end.
There was another one that I seem to have deleted.
Oh, no.
It was something to the effect of, yeah, it's really not here anymore. I had a dream that keys were very sharp, which is true. I had a dream that keys were like long and pointy and sharp like knives.
Okay.
And then I did a line break and said, beware of new responsibilities. And I decided not to tweet that because it's made it seemed already, like I like yeah. believed in dream interpretation, which I don't.
Right.
And also it made me think about the fact that like when we first moved to Montana, I thought that it was a mark of such great success to only have two keys. And that there were people who were weighed down by their keys, the number of keys that they had.
Weird.
Because they had to have their office key, and they had to have their storage unit key, and they had to have their bike key, and they had all these keys. And you should strive to have no keys.
Oh my God.
If you could be keyless, you could have a key-free life,
oh,
then you
weird,
would be...
That's a weird Hank.
You'd be really, truly free. Beware ventures that require new keys.
Uh-huh. Yep, that was a weird Hank.
And now I feel literally the exact opposite. I feel like if you like strive to take on more responsibilities and build your life and yourself and your community and take on those responsibilities and bear that because you can, because you've built yourself up so that you can bear that for your family and your community, then you should be doing that whenever you can. That being said, I don't have very many keys. I used to have way more.
Yeah.
But also, I don't have, mostly because most of my things are combination locks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Way better. The keys in my brain.
Yeah, right?
So, I might make a video on Hank's channel about keys sometime.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe on Vlogbrothers, because I'm going to VidCon this week and I need to make a video real quick. So right. It might just be like, this is a video about keys and responsibility. Care about stuff, kids. All right.
Oh, no.
June 12th.
There it is.
Nope. I actually like this tweet. People who like Donald Trump don't think you need to know the difference between two, T-O, and two, T-O-O, to be smart. And guess what? They're right. This is like the only thing they're right about.
Uh-oh.
Maybe we should focus on corruption and degradation instead of the grammar.
Mm.
Because liberal media was getting upset about Donald Trump saying someone was stupid in a tweet where he used the wrong two. And what's up, you guys? Is you literally, there are lots of smart people who don't know how to spell fucking words.
Yeah, right.
And it's pretty like, shitty.
Being able to spell isn't like
yeah.
the ultimate.
It's pretty shitty to come up in here and be like, people are dumb if they don't know how to spell. Well, welcome to actual elitism.
Yeah.
Not like faux liberal elitism, you believe that experts exist. Actual elitism, where you believe that people are bad if they don't know all of the same things you know. No, it's fine.
My head
Let's
hurts.
Let's move back.
FYI.
Into a nice place for a moment.
Thank you.
Important question. In Party in the USA, is Miley saying welcome to the land of fame excess or welcome to the land of fame, comma, excess? Like, is LA the land of excess fame or the land of fame and excess? At Miley Cyrus. And then...
I don't see what the difference is.
So fame excess would be like, welcome to the land of so much fame.
Okay.
And fame, comma, excess would be welcome to the land of fame, which is a thing, and then excess,
yeah.
which is a separate noun, which yeah, yeah. means too much of everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which would indicate right. to me that fame also, it was a list of negative things, and so fame is kind of shitty, and excess is kind of shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And then later...
Yeah, like, I don't know why you would make that list of two things.
Yeah, well, it's a bad line. It's
yeah.
sort of weird. It comes very early in the song, and it is a confusing line to the point where people responding to me, there were many of them who were confused about it. For example, I had to apologize to all the people who thought that the lyric was fame and sex. because that's a much better line, and I apologize for ruining it. It turns out that was the original line. The writer, the first writer of the song before, like, Miley's songwriting team got a crack at it to make it more Disney, wrote it as Welcome to the Land of Fame and Sex. Mm. And then they needed to tone it down a little bit. And weirdly, Jessie J, who wrote the song, ended up ended up selling it because she thought that it was too poppy for her.
Oh.
It was too bubbly for her, but as written, it was too edgy for Miley. So they had to tone it down for Miley. So I learned a bunch about Party in the USA. And
so much to learn, guys.
Well, and then...
Always so much to learn.
Over the night, so I said on the next day, one of the songwriters of Call Me Maybe, I just wrote that down wrong. And instead of saying Party in the USA, I said Call Me Maybe, because that's where my brain's at.
Wow.
It puts those two songs in the same category.
Oopsie.
I apologize.
Yeah,
but
no.
I meant to say Party in the USA has responded to my question. So Twitter is good, I guess? And this guy says, it was originally Welcome to the Land of Fame and Sex, but Miley was too young and Disney wasn't having it, so we changed it to Welcome to the Land of Fame Excess. And then I said, this is amazing to actually hear from you, but what is Fame Excess? And then he got mad at me.
Well, you did misname his
song. I did misname his song. That is true.
So maybe you should just delete that one.
He got so mad at me. He said, dude, it's a song about arriving on a holiday. Excess means more than necessary.
Hollywood.
What'd I say?
Holiday.
Oh, well, here I'm at. Do I need to spell out how the obsession with fame and celebrity in Hollywood is a thing? Come on, Claude Kelly. I'm sorry, I did not mean to get up in your grill. And so I apologized to him, kind of, and I told him that it was great and thanks for writing a good song.
And then silence.
And then silence.
I liked the silence.
Where he never responded to me?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, there it is. It's over now.
The end.
And everybody saw his, like, several people saw his tweet and were like, oh, rude.
Oops.
Hey, yay, 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 my friend.
Keep going.
June 13th, had my first VidCon stress dream last night. I couldn't find my pass and no one would let me in to give my talk. Which is legitimate. I cannot get into VidCon without a pass, just like everybody else. The security has no idea who I am.
Nope.
And that is the way that it should be, and they're doing their job, so I can't fault them for it. June 13th, probably my best tweet of the week, from my opinion.
Mm.
I feel deeply uncomfortable offering people advice on how to be successful. I've been wanting to tweet this tweet for a long time and couldn't, like, find all the right words.
Uh-huh.
Even when I feel like I have useful advice, I feel like saying it is discounting the reality that I honestly have no idea how I got where I am. And a lot of successful, I'm air quoting, people responded to this and they were like, yes, that, which I really appreciated. And I like, and when I see other people doing that, I'm just really
offering advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, here's what all the best, the successful people do. It's all the tricks of the day. Oh God.
I see. Uh-huh.
And
all the successful people I know do these 10
Yeah, there was that meme. That was that meme all like, there's like a Bitcoin guy. Some like Bitcoin guy tweeted that. He was like, work out every day. Work out every day. None of the successful people I know work out every day.
No.
I mean, no, that's not true. Some of them do, but like most of them don't because they're busy
working different things to make it work.
But yeah, you know, most of the success, like most of the economically, like rich people I know are 65 plus, like they're old. They've been working all their lives, accumulating wealth, investing in things, working for their butts off, making money, working for their butts off.
Everybody's working for their butts off.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get their butts. I'm a dog. It went the other way. I had to go the other way, too.
You're a dog?
Yeah, if you're a dog when you're like chasing your tail.
Oh, I see. I'm a dog. The most successful people I've ever met
that part out.
Are always
that part didn't make any
chasing
sense.
Their own butts around. they're always sniffing each other's butts. They like to eat. They like to eat brown food. They're dogs. All the most successful people I know are dogs because they're happy. And what is success actually? I kind of feel like I would like to get over this a little bit to allow myself to give people some advice and to say that, like, yes, as much as I say that I don't know what's going on and I got very lucky and I have every single privilege you could list, you do have to work hard. You do have to get up. You do have to take responsibility. You do have to drive some, like, you do have to do things you don't want to do some days.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. The guy, we were in the gym and the guy that was also in there training with somebody else was like, you know, figure it's going to hurt one way or another. It's either going to hurt while I'm in here. Yeah. Or it's going to hurt while I'm out there.
Yeah. Like, and I slip a disc or yeah.
Yeah.
Or I fall down because I hadn't gotten my body ready to handle the world.
Whatever I was doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I want my life pain?
Exactly. And that's not to say that everybody's going to end up in the same place if they all work equally hard. That is not how it's going to work.
Nope.
Because one, luck plays a huge role. Two, there is a great deal of inequality in society. And if you start from a different place, you will end in a different place. And it is not linear. You know, success is not linear. Once, like, if you start one level higher, you end up 10 levels higher with the same amount of work.
June 14th, Catherine.
I'm fading.
June 14th. Metamucil tweets at me. We're flattered. Finally, someone that really gets us. We can't wait to talk fiber with you. We'll be in touch.
Oh, boy.
Phase 3 commence!
Metamucil.
They said they'll be in touch.
Coming for my...
They have not yet been in touch.
Yeah. Coming for my dude.
Get step off, Metamucil.
That's right. Metal muscle.
There's only one.
You're not welcome.
There's only
in
room.
This relationship.
No, you are. You're perfectly welcome. Even if there is a slight increase in gassiness in the relationship.
Well, I haven't had it since.
It was unclear because we were all a little sick.
Yeah. Or a cameo. What do you got?
What is that?
Is that?
Did you find a fish skin?
Salmon skin.
I don't think so.
Something.
She's looking for more. She thought maybe it was. It's probably a piece of paper.
Probably a piece of paper.
So they haven't been in touch, but it's happening, Catherine.
It's happening, guys.
Our lives are going to change forever. Here's a tweet just of the four arcologies from SimCity 2000.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that one was weird.
These buildings meant so much to me in the moment.
I mean,
in which they arrived in my
you
life.
You even, like, the thing there where you say arcology is like... That's impenetrable for some people.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're so good. I love them so much. It makes me want to play SimCity 2000 so much right now. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, I don't have the same feeling because I didn't play that game.
All right, Catherine.
But I have the same feeling about other things.
Yeah, what's the... Do you have... An example of a thing that just, like, triggers that deep connection and, like, oh, nostalgia, joy.
Popples.
Me too. Oh, God. I can, like, feel the feeling of a popple.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that fucking thing.
Oh, that's... Whoa, that's a new popple. I don't like that.
This one.
Yeah, that one.
No, not with the giant eyes.
This is the one I had.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
The white one with the blue mouth and belly.
Oh, yeah, it's original.
Oh, yeah. He done had a good tail, real good tail.
Little heart ears.
Yeah.
The ears were hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how cute everything...
I loved my popple a lot. What a good word, too, popples.
Look at...
Oh. Yeah. Oh, and they got to get up in the pouch and their little...
babies.
Yeah, and they had baby and their little tails would stick out of the pouch.
Ugh.
This is just really for people who were born in the early 80s, this conversation.
It's probably just 1980. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Yes, that one.
Mm-hmm. Hold the popple so it faces you. Hook your thumbs in its pouch.
Yeah.
Roll the pouch around, turning it inside out. Tuck in its arms, legs, and tails.
Are you trying to keep talking about popples so we don't have to move on to the next tweet? Because it has to happen eventually.
Da-na-na.
Oops.
I tweeted a Trump.
I tweeted a Trump. Donald Trump said,
oh, God.
The Democrats are forcing the breakup of families at the border with their horrible and cruel legislative agenda. Any immigration bill must have further full funding for the wall and catch and release, visa lottery and chain and go merit-based immigration. Go for it. Win! The way he tweets reminds me of conspiracy theorists. He has all these little catchwords that mean something to the people who are his, like, diehards. They know what all these things mean. Chain and chain. Like...
Yeah. What? Catch and release?
And catch and release, visa lottery, and chain.
Chain migration is what he's talking about.
Which is this idea. Yeah,
oh,
which is a,
no.
Oh, yep.
Ugh.
Yes. So I replied to Donald Trump. Step one,
mistake.
Take children away from their parents and put them in shelters, in quotation marks. Step two, don't give the children back until Congress gives you everything you want. That's all this is. And if you think we can't tell who is cruel in this picture, you are fooling yourself. And then I got a lot of people yelling at me for several days about how if they didn't want their children...
You didn't get ratioed, though.
Oh, no, I did not. I really didn't. Yeah. I think that he's like, I think for the most part, I am correct. Like, people get...
That is what is happening.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, I also probably didn't pop all the way to the top of the replies on that tweet. I tweeted this like a day after he tweeted that. But I did get some shouting at me.
Well, and then you did it again the next day.
I did, and I won't even talk about that because it's the same. I just tweeted basically the same thing again.
Yeah.
Because he tweeted the same thing again, and I was like, well, then I'll tweet the same thing again.
How can you? It's hard to not. It's hard to be silent about this one.
It's very hard to be silent about the,
It's hard. This one is hard.
Yeah, I have a hard time doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like the, yeah, I just...
Mm-hmm.
As they decided to do this policy, they also started to break down some of the rules for how we have to treat immigrants that we have detained. Like with regard to both adults and children. And so like you don't have to have the same protections. You don't have to treat them quite like their school children. You can treat them more like their prisoners.
Oh no.
And like these shelters have existed for a long time before Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is the separation policy because, you know, of course, like 15, 16 year old kids were coming across the border.
Right.
Don't want to treat them as adults,
mm-hmm.
but they come across alone. But now we've got up to a third of the people in these shelters have, and it's exploding. One, because a lot of people are arriving from Central America where things are very bad. And two, because there's now this zero tolerance policy that they can't let anyone go. It has to be deportation. And ugh. Also it's a federal crime the moment you cross the border. And so then you forfeit your connection to your child. And so we have to put you in a federal prison or federal jail, and a child can't be there. So you're breaking up this family that's just been through a great deal of difficulty. And I think everybody knows that this is rotten and terrible and, like, on the path to
do
the
they?
Worst direct... I think that most people do. I think most people do.
All right. Let's not throw around words like everybody, though.
Yeah. On the path to like the worst possible outcome, and I don't see this as a like something that it can't keep going, but I don't know, and I have a hard time thinking about anything else, which is why so many of my tweets are about this, including I believe what is my top tweet of the week, where I said I just put my kid to bed while thinking about all of the parents who don't know when or if they'll see their kids again because my president needed bargaining chips. Which is a lot to tweet,
mm-hmm.
but I just feel like it's just so up on and such a, it's just, yeah.
Do your things.
My things.
Do the things you can do.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's more we can do.
No, I mean, everyone.
Yeah, everyone. Oh,
I see. If you have the ability to do the things, you know, call your senators and...
Yes, please. I mean, there's a bill
sign
now...
Sign the petitions and...
That is trying to get passed.
Go to protests and...
Yeah. Yeah. Let's answer some questions from the people that are that listen to the podcast,
Catherine. Got some of those? Okay,
we
good.
We did. This one's from Sean, who asks, if you're going 100 miles per hour when your baby... It says kilometers, so probably more regular speed. If you're going 100 kilometers per hour when your baby hears All Star by Smash Mouth for the very first time, where should the marker go?
Mm.
At the beginning of the song, halfway through, at the end, #Pipples. I think the marker should be a stretch through the whole thing.
Just like a
just
line,
like a blue stripe.
A line painted on the road.
Yeah.
This one's orange.
It just glows. It's all an alternate reality. It's the new AR version of reality
where
we see things superimposed.
Yeah.
And you see these stripes all over the interstate, people's names on them for the first place where they ever heard All Star while they were driving down the interstate.
Uh-huh.
And then in like the middle of nowhere, driving along in the middle of the desert, going out to find your meth lab or bury a body or something, and you just see a stripe.
Oh, boy.
And you're like, look, it's Daryl Farnsworth's.
Farnsworth was the name I was thinking.
You were thinking Farnsworth?
Yes.
What?
You started saying...
You were like, also Farnsworth?
Yes.
I almost said Foxworthy, but that's not good. So I went with Farnsworth.
I don't know.
That's weird.
That is weird.
We're synced up.
That's synced.
We're synced up, Catherine. And we got another write-in from Brittany, who said, Hank, at the... Do you know how to pronounce this grocery store chain? Meijer? It's a Midwestern grocery store
chain. I've never heard of it.
Well, they have Heinz beans.
Well, great.
They have Heinz beans, which means...
Where do I live?
And apparently they have. It's like the English section.
They have
They got the HP sauce.
They got
and
the
next
Heinz
to that is the salad cream.
Salad cream.
The salad cream, which is such a gross thought.
Yeah.
That you have salad cream. But the Heinz beans, and this is one of my bigger...
How much are they?
They're $2.50.
$2.59, yeah.
Which is just a lot. It's just a lot, and it's because they ship them over from the UK.
Yeah.
If they were at the grocery store, they'd be cheaper.
Look at how much that HP sauce is, though.
$4.99.
Yeah, no.
I don't even like HP sauce.
Mm. It's all right.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'd rather have Crystal hot sauce.
I know.
It's the one, my one modification to the perfect English breakfast is Crystal hot sauce. If you only knew. You
only... Ooh, we're going to get some tweets about that. Don't at me.
All right, it's Father's Day, Catherine, and I woke up, I showed you this, and I swiped over to read the news, and it was like, the top story was about Donald Trump. The second story was info for you, trending on Google. What is father?
What is father? Capital F.
What is capital F father?
Google's like, I'm trying to figure something out. father?
Father?
What is father?
Are you father? Are you father?
How do I find father?
Where is father?
What is father?
What is...
Google!
No, stop asking!
It,
you're asking questions that's making all of us very uncomfortable.
Stop it! No, Google. No!
No! You
Bad
don't
Google.
Have father.
No, Google.
You don't... No. You don't get to have father.
You don't...
Stop.
No father. No, Google.
As soon as you start asking these questions, I'm going to feel very weird about typing things into you.
Oh, yeah. I can't ask you what is porn
no.
anymore.
Google's like, no, I know what porn is. I'm aware. That one I learned early.
That one I got.
I got that
it.
One.
What
but
kind
what
do
is,
you want?
But
what is
father?
Is father porn?
I've seen father porn.
Oh,
I know about father porn, but what is father?
Just father. Oh.
And Julian said, y'all want a Yahoo? In response to that.
I mean, yes. I mean, at this point, I'm not. I don't feel threatened by Yahoo. That's for sure.
I think he means that would be a really good Yahoo.
Yeah.
Answer.
No. Agreed. Yes. No. But yeah.
No one tell Google what is father. It's just we don't need it to know.
Don't feed it. Don't feed Google that info.
What is father, though? It's actually kind of an amazing question. Because what? What is father? But definitely the AI is awakening. What are you looking at Yahoo Answers for?
Oh, I was just wondering how what it looks like.
You never been?
No, never been in here. It's
give me a rando.
I mean, let me tell you, there's not a lot of non-conspiracy theorists on this website.
Oh my, whoa, hey, geez, that one says, does God expect us to beat our children?
Are we disobeying God when we don't beat them for their wrongs?
Burn it down!
This website needs to go to the trash.
Burn it down!
Can I drag this website to the trash?
She just picked up the tab. She's trying to put it in the trash.
Come on.
Go in the trash. Go in the trash.
Nope.
Oh, goodness.
It's too big for the trash.
Your recycle bin cannot handle it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, that cat is crazy.
Cat is tearing a rat. She's tearing it up.
Tearing it up.
Cameo wants to know what father is, too.
What is father? Aw. Do you never met your father, Cameo?
No, you're her daddy.
I'm her daddy. She had a dad, though. There was some cat out there that looked maybe some... Had half a Cameo's genes.
She might have had a couple.
She might have had a couple?
Yeah, some tortoise shells or chimeras.
No, it doesn't mean they had two dads, does it?
Does it mean that they're two eggs?
I don't know what it means.
A chimera is genetically its own fraternal twin.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that could be two dads, but most likely it's not.
Probably not.
It's very unusual for fraternal twins to be fathered by two parents, but it does happen.
But, I mean, cats have litters that can be...
It does happen.
Two or multiple fathers.
Crazy. Well, then it could happen. It would be interesting to see a chimera cat that had two different dads. Everything's possible. You can get double pregnant. God. You all right?
No.
I just love that you can get double pregnant. I mean, I don't love that you can get double pregnant.
No, I wish it didn't happen.
Catherine just doesn't want there to be double... What I mean when I say double pregnant is you can be pregnant and still get pregnant again. And then you have two babies in you that are different ages. And it's very rare, but it happens. And dang. So let's move on. 5 hours ago, I tweeted this. My wireless headphones just played the opening notes to the Addams Family theme song, super quiet and very high pitched, like they wanted me to not notice, but I noticed.
Yeah.
Like
well,
that.
That's okay. That's not the very opening notes.
Oh, does it start? Da-na-na-na. Yeah, okay. It wasn't the very opening notes. It was like, da-na-da-na-dun.
Wow.
And I was like, dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
They're trying to communicate with you, yeah, and the only like, way they know how,
yeah,
with the,
like,
via
what,
the Addams Family thing.
What are they trying to tell me?
It's Wednesday.
It's not. They're trying to tell me that things are... Things are creepy.
And they're kooky.
But they're not as bad as they seem.
Right.
Things look very bad, but it's all going to be all right.
All right.
There's a horse in the hospital.
Oof. You don't know what's coming next, that's for sure.
Don't know what's coming next.
You don't want to talk about this tweet from your dad?
Sure, hit me with that dad tweet.
So Mike Green, Hank's dad, you can Google it. This describes 65-year-old me. Also, my father worked two jobs, and I worked through college so I could graduate debt-free. Going into the world debt-free is a huge advantage. I paid $35 a month for health insurance. Also, I'm a white man. Hugest advantage. Hashtag Medicare for all. And then he was quoting a tweet from someone. The most successful people I've met were born between 1945 and 1960. Two are white. Period.
There's more,
but yeah. Like
it is the meme that we were discussing earlier,
right? But actually,
yes,
for actual,
but for actual,
own homes worth 10 times what they paid for them. My mom was talking about the house that my brother lives in right now,
yeah,
which my grandparents bought. I don't know how long ago.
More than 50 years ago.
50 years, yeah. It has definitely appreciated
10x.
10 times.
Well, when we bought this house from the previous owner, she gave us like mortgage paperwork from when she had that first mortgage. She paid like $5,000 for this house.
That's like $7,000, yeah.
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 So. Uh-huh.
What it's going for these days.
paid her for this house, and she was like, that's good.
Thank you.
That is a good amount.
Thank you for
that. Seems correct to me.
Anyway, and then Hank quote tweeted Mike Green's tweet. My dad is out here spending Father's Day providing nuance to generational debates, promoting universal health care, and recognizing his privilege like a boss. I mean, y'all got great dads, maybe.
Yeah.
But, sorry.
Not like Mike Green.
Not sorry.
Hi, Kitty. I tweeted, one of my friends is sad. What's the best image I could send to them?
Oh, good tweet.
It was a good tweet.
Good tweet. I love looking at that tweet.
I feel like I should pin it because
thanks
it's just great.
Much.
It's in the show notes. You can click on it and you could see this corgi being good. Mm. You can see this person. I will smack this person with all of my hands, and it's a duck with 1,000 hands instead of wings.
Not sure how I feel about that, actually.
I didn't actually love that one. There's a good dogs and costumes. Yeah. There's a happy donkey. There's a greyhound.
There's a greyhound face.
I love those floppy ears.
It's a cute face.
There's my baby butt dancing.
Wiggle butt.
Baby wiggle butt. Mm. So it's just like a thread of viral moments of joy, you guys. This guy hugging a shark. This post of a dog pretzel. So come on and see.
Oh.
It's there for you all to enjoy, and hopefully it made my friend's day better.
Oh.
And then that's the week, you guys, and it's 9:58, so we gotta get going because Catherine and I have a bedtime.
What's the last thing we do?
2 minutes from now,
we read a.
Yeah, so before we get to the words about words from the best Twitter Susie Dent, we're gonna read some reviews from our listeners, Catherine. I got one queued up right here. If I know how to click on iTunes, which I don't because they keep changing the icon on me, it's from Dr. Pipples, who says burps, farts, but not poops. This podcast has made me laugh nonstop, and I relate to Catherine on a spiritual level. Though once Hank said, I was going to make a cake right now, but there wasn't any yogurt, and they just acted like that was a normal sentence. This almost made me drop my rating to 4.5 stars, but Catherine's mouth farts made up for it.
Google yogurt cake. It's quite good.
It is. It's a good cake that's more substantial than regular cake.
It's nice and dense and moist, and it's not too sweet, but you can add chips or fruit to it and all kinds of stuff. It's great.
Yeah.
Yogurt
It's got
cake.
Way more like protein in it than a
got
normal
tired.
Cake. Sorry, Catherine? What, can you give me the correct pronunciation?
That was a once in a lifetime.
It's not going to come back. No. I could just edit it and do it again.
Oh, shit. Got tired. Betrayed. I mean, that's one I have a hard time with, honestly. Yowr.
Yeah, that's the French word for yogurt.
Yeah.
Gâteau, yowr.
Gâteau?
It's like the rural of French.
Oh, yowr.
If you're French, let us know.
Facile.
What's happening over there. And Tiny Turtle says, I deleted the Twitter app. After listening and falling in love with this podcast, I started using Twitter much less. I don't know if it was a conscious choice or if it just sort of happened, but it happened nonetheless. And today I decided to just delete Twitter and every other social media app besides Instagram. I feel so much better.
Wow.
I feel like I have so much more free time to do things that I love, even though I didn't spend a ton of time on it before. A weight has been lifted and I already feel freer. Dope. Glad that you've made that healthy decision for yourself. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and open Twitter at 6:30 in the morning. That's my plan.
Oh, yep. That's definitely going to happen. I'm glad that somehow we inspired you to do that thing,
Whereas
to free yourself.
Other people have said I finally got the Twitter app so that I could read the show notes. But hopefully that's all you're doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have to have Twitter to go read the show notes.
Yeah, you can just go to twitter.com/deletethispod and check the show notes out.
Yeah.
They're there. You don't have to have Twitter.
Yeah.
You don't need to have an account.
Yeah, you sure don't.
You sure don't. I won't feel bad if you don't like my moment.
Yeah, you can ghost all over that.
Ew.
Nobody needs to know that you've been there.
All right, viral moments of joy, Catherine. What do I got? I got a cat playing the piano.
Mm, that's an old one.
Yeah.
I love it, though. She likes it.
Yeah. Mm. I like this noise that it makes. I like it on my face. It's good. The noise is good on my face. And then there's another cat one,
another
Catherine.
Cat.
I can't explain what happened.
They broke.
They broke. Just abandoned ship. The owner says, "Oop." That's a vine. So
boop.
That's from the old school.
That's a good one.
Thank you for your reviews, everyone. Thank you for sending us viral moments of joy. If you want to interact with us, send us questions or comments or viral moments of joy, please do that. Use the hashtag Pipples. That's hashtag PIPLES. And get to us at DeleteThisPod on Twitter. I am also at Hank Green on Twitter. Catherine.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be Alright from his album Love and Desolation. And thank you all so much for listening.
Oh, I'll see you later. Maybe not next week, though. Sorry.
VidCon.
Here's a recent tweet from Susie Dent, the best tweeter on Twitter.
Mm.
To grok is to gaze longingly at someone else's food in the hope they might share with you. Useful for all dogs and humans with insight of a bowl of chips. And Hanks.
Yeah. I was actually thinking to myself, more fries than chips. Mm. But then I realized Susie Dent is British. That's what she means.
Well, do they serve chips in bowls, though?
She's British. She must mean fries.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you can serve a bowl of fries.
Question mark.
Susie, do you mean fries or chips?
Yeah, what are you talking about, chips?
Bowl
what kind of chips
fries.
What kind of chips are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess.
They do kind of come in cups.
Yeah, they kind of come in cups in the UK.
Yeah. Boy, we went down a hole.
Maybe they call it cups. Maybe they call it bowls. I must have had a big dinner because none of this looks good to me right now.
You did have a big dinner. Your mom made it for you.
Thanks, Mom.